This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back and forth to the Bay, so that's why I'm making San Jose. But it's bittersweet because, like, they're coming close to me, but am I going to go support them? You know, John Fisher giving my money when he's up there. So it's just a lot of emotions going through my mind right now. So, but I was there in to the game where they beat Texas on the last game of the season with my dad. It was freaking electric. It was amazing. One of the just craziest times I've ever experienced in sports, you know?
It's you're not alone in this. I coach a lot of baseball, and there's a lot of different. Some kids, their dads or moms don't like baseball at all, but they come to all the games or whatever. Other ones, they're diehards, whether it's Yankees, Giants, whatever, like depending on where they're from. There's this one family who I'm thinking about real hard today, Leo Kaufman and his dad, and they're actually San Franciscans that are diehard A's fans.
Right.
Okay, this is going back because when he always tells me, when I was growing up, the A's were the best team. And his kid loves baseball. Great ball player.
Right.
And they've gone to so many games, and he's tweeted at me, and he's just seen the tradition, because I know he takes his kids to all these games and how much it means to them. Seeing it through their lens has just, like, it's hit me hard. And I'm holding my little guy, and I'm talking to him, and he's telling me about how he used to take little Leo when he was my son's age, and that's how he became obsessed with baseball. He's a great ball player. He's 13 years old. He's going to be in high school soon. And I'm thinking about that bond amongst him and his dad and how that was forged through A's games. And now his dad is at every one of our games. He's sitting, you know, front row.
Right.
He's got, he does, let's call it game changer. He does all the balls and strikes and everything. And I'm thinking, dude, this tradition is getting ripped away from
them.
And they've supported them at every single turn. I mean, these are the most loyal, diehard fans I can think of. And there are so many more of people out there like that. I'm getting emotional thinking about it. Right. I love you guys, the Kaufmans.
Yeah, no, I think about guys, honestly, Dr. Elliot Schwartz, rest in peace, who was a longtime A's team doctor. He wore that green and gold like it was no tomorrow, man. He'd wear that thing at Warriors games, decked out in A's gear. I think about Uncle Townie, Chris Townsend, and what he tried to do to help Roxy Bernstein, Ken Korak. This Controdio is done after this season.
It's crazy.
Done. Rick Tittle, you mentioned it. Rick Tittle. Guys who rode hard for the A's. Whether it's A's Fan Fest, whether it's the A's postgame show here on 95-70 game, they rode hard for the Oakland A's. Hard. And I remember working with Rick Tittle when I first started here at 95-70 game. And we were trying to talk Giants, and he knew nothing about the Giants. And I was like, damn, like, really? He doesn't know about. He was embedded in green and gold.
Of course.
Every example was Oakland A's. And I was like, you know what? I respect that.
Well, I mean, you know, Greg Papa. And when I think of Greg Papa, I think of the A's and the Raiders.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I like, we don't have to pretend like he doesn't exist. Pepsi knows Coke exists.
Right.
So we know he exists. And so, no, like, your point is well taken. And, like, you know, I worked with Townie a lot.
Yeah.
The guy loves the A's.
Yep.
Loves the A's.
Yep.
Rick Tittle loves the A's.
Yep.
I know I worked with him a long time, and to see them turn their back on a lot of those kinds of diehard people, it's a tough one to swallow.
It is. It is. It really is. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. You never know where the show will go. You know, you have a plan for a show, and then you get in, you get on the microphones, you say one thing, you start doing another thing, and next thing you know, there's a lot of A's fans who do want to call. And you know what? Who am I to turn my back on them? Who are we to turn our back on A's fans today? And you know, I know a lot of people, and I don't want to get into the business and the details of it all, but you know, as a station, we tried to support the Oakland A's. You know, unfortunately, business happens, right? And the radio station has to make a decision, and the relationship didn't go great. But I got to say, from my end of it, I love being part of a station because it was different for me. I'm a city kid. So for me to come over to the station, it was A's and Raiders.
Fonte.
The adjustment I had to make, and you know what? It was a lot of fun, man. I had a lot of fun at Raider and A's games, breaking them down and being able to watch them and being able to lock in on them and kind of being along for the ride there. I was sad when they left this station. I miss going to those games in the afternoon, getting preempted. Now we got a day off of work, but go over there to the Businessman Special, go see some great American League baseball. It's awesome.
Not to put too many things out there, but I got my start because somebody dropped the ball on a post game for the A's. All right? And I got in and did some shifts and this, that, and the other. And the next thing you know, I'm working at night. Right. With Towny, and he brought me on, and you know, I will love Towny forever for that. And the whole crew was A's fans at night.
Yeah.
It was Wes, remember Wes?
Worldwide
Wes, diehard A's fan. Spadoni, I think Cole Reese was an A's fan as well back here, right? And obviously, Towny every single day. I mean, I tell you, these A's, and if I hear about Puck and Lizardo one more time, my head was going to explode.
I've got the greatest Jesus Lizardo stat that not even Ray Fossey knows. Exactly. That's coming up next.
I remember Papa and I. Jarrell Cotton had dealt in Kansas City.
Jarrell Cotton.
And he looked like Pedro Martinez in that start at Kansas City Kauffman Stadium. And we came on the show yesterday and said, are we watching the next Pedro Martinez? We had all these insiders on. It was like Jarrell Cotton's the next best thing.
Him and Franklin Barreto.
Franklin Barreto, man.
I was going to go Frankie Montas. That's where I thought you were going.
Frankie Montas. He's actually good.
There's been so many of them. And look, as a guy that I keep coming back, I get nostalgic because I go through with cards, baseball cards. I got all these baseball cards. Right, and I'm a Giants fan. I always kept the A's ones. You know why? Because they had Ricky Henderson and Dave Stewart and Bob Welch and Gallegos and Steinbach, and it's the white cleats. They were iconic. The yellow with the green stripes, not the stirrups that were just white. No, the yellow sock with the green stripes. You know exactly what I'm talking about with the white shoes.
Well, you know, my mom, we didn't have a lot of money growing up, right? And we would always go to the Safeway on Church Street, and we have a book of food stamps. We go to Safeway food stamps, and when it was time to pay, I tried to walk away because I was so embarrassed about the food stamps, right? Because everybody would stop and look, and you're taking out the food stamps in a book or whatnot. It is what it is, right? But my first ever baseball sticker book, Jose Canseco was on the cover. And it was 40-40.
Oh, yeah.
And he's swinging so hard.
Yeah.
And it was like this cartoon character.
He's a monster.
And so when A's games would come on Crown 4, they would come on the local telecast. I remember like it was yesterday when he hit that home run in the Sky Dome in Toronto in the fifth deck. I remember watching that live, and you hear Bob Costas on the call, and the baseball was like, damn, he hit it to the fifth deck. He just, it was like, wow. Jose Canseco was like larger than life character. But my first ever sticker book, Jose Canseco was on the cover of it. And it was like, when I grew up as a Giant, growing up as a Giants fan, I always looked at the A's like, they're our big brothers.
No question.
We can't stay. They own the Giants.
You and I have talked about this probably 1,000 times. Best closer in the game, who was super unique, that no one had ever seen dominate the way he did in Dennis Eckersley. Also had 150 wins to go with 150 saves. And his numbers are video game-esque. They had Dave Stewart, the only man to shove Roger Clemens into a locker every single postseason. Okay? They had Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, and Mark McGwire was super young, and it was unbelievable. They got back Ricky Henderson. They had Hendu. They brought him back. Yeah. They had so many great players. It's crazy. I mean, we haven't even brought up Carney Lansford.
I know.
Who's one of the, like, the
great third baseman.
The crazy man.
Mike Gallego.
Crazy man.
Mike Gallego. Walt Wise.
And then you had the manager who was out of his mind in Tony La Russa, but also propelled the game forward with evolutionary thinking about how to use a bullpen.
Yep.
And think of just how iconic. They should have won three in a row. They should have won three in a row.
Yeah, they should have beat the Dodgers. They got smoked by the Reds. Got swept. Jose Rio in the blister. That's all I can remember about that series. But the Reds swept the A's. They were sick, though. The Nasty Boys, Norm Charles, J. Rob
Dibble. They were sick? Of course they were sick.
Lou Piniella managing that team. Let's squeeze in a couple calls before the break. We got a lot of people here. We'll get to everybody.
Incredible.
MC in the command center. MC, what's happening?
Hello?
What's up, man? MC?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. A very long time listener, and I haven't called in years. And you guys started tugging at my heartstrings because the Bay Area owes the A's a debt of gratitude because this station, 95.7, was the wolf. And the only time they stopped broadcasting music was to play the A's games. And a lot of names you guys mentioned a couple minutes before were all here for that.
Mm-hmm.
And all I got to say is a lot of us remember Dollar Wednesdays. You guys have a good day.
Dollar Wednesdays, Rupert Float Wednesdays. Real quick, let's get RJ at the Coliseum. RJ at the Coliseum. Then we get to the other lines here, the other calls on the other side. RJ, what's happening?
Is that me?
That's you, RJ.
My name is Andre. No, my name is Andre. But
Andre, okay, Andre, my bad.
So I'm on my way to the Coliseum now. I'm a worker, and I've been here 8 years, and it's real sad to see it go. I'm not the biggest baseball fan in the world, but I grew up in Oakland. I grew up right with the stadium, right next to the stadium, and so I went to some games. I've taken my current girlfriend on many dates, including one last night. I actually went on a double date with a friend of mine, and it's sad to see everything go. As far as us working there, it's like a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, but it's a lot of memories. My favorite memory is not even from the A's. It's from working at Raiders game and just seeing everybody come in. And we beat the Denver Broncos. 2016, right after they won the Super Bowl, we knew that we were going to the playoffs, and we're losing out on a lot of things like that. So, the city of Oakland is just a sad day.
It is.
No doubt, RJ. No doubt. We'll break here. We'll take the calls. We'll shift the Niners and Patriots. But all throughout the show, we'll take your A's calls, man, because it is the last day in the regular season, and you know, it just feels appropriate. It just feels appropriate to share your memories and to share how you feel today. It's a tough day for A's fans. We get it. It's a tough day, to be a citizen of Oakland, knowing that you're losing another team here. That's what's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Holy cow, he did it. Wow. Unbelievable.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Glenn Kuiper, Ray Fossey. Ray Fossey, rest in peace. He lived and breathe Oakland A's baseball, green and gold, all through his veins. Ray Fossey, I miss that guy. I used to love seeing him at the studio at NBC Sports. You know, it's one of those figures. It obviously, Dallas Brayton, perfect game. But I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Grandma in attendance. He told a story at the Positive Coaches Alliance this past May. But anyway, he told the story, and he still gets you emotional about it to this day. But when I think about Ray Fossey, and I'm not going to lie, there's people you meet in this business, right, that you're like, wow, that's really him.
Yeah.
Right? And we all had those moments to this day. And when I ran into Ray Fossey at the studio, he goes, what's up, Bonte? And I'm like, wait, you know my name? Obviously, I'm on television or whatnot, but you don't think about it. I'm like, man, Fossey, what's up? This guy's been in my living room my whole life. Because as baseball fans, if the Giants game was early on the East Coast and the A's are playing at night, well, guess what? We want to watch baseball. It's live action. It's live action. I don't care if I have a rooting interest or not. We all watch the games. And so with Ray Fossey just chopping it up with him about baseball and shaking his head and everything, I was like, wow, that's Ray Fossey, dude. And I remember going to the studio. I was like, man, you know, you talking to Fossey? You like that? I was like, man, that's Ray Fossey, dude. But then he's a larger-than-life figure to me when it comes to Bay Area sports.
Absolutely.
Like him and Papa in that booth and Fossey throughout the times in Oakland, California.
He's Mr. A.
Yeah.
I mean, when I thought about it, I mean, just for me, like the voice of the A's and obviously played for the A's. And when you are an iconic player who is also then goes on to have an iconic broadcasting career that overshadows how good your baseball career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had a great baseball career. You know how many guys would die to have his career? Right. and he was an even better broadcaster.
Yep.
And there was a there was like this almost Gary St. Jean has this quality too. You just can't not like the guy.
Right.
You know, when you see him and you see his smile and his whole character, it's like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. He's so lovable. Yep. Kruko has this about him, especially now that he's got the wizard glasses on and the beard. But like there's something about our baseball broadcasters that go into our living room every single day where they feel like they're a part of the family.
Yep.
And Bay Area has been so blessed with just tremendous broadcasters. Like just both Kuypers and I, obviously we know what happened with Glenn and stuff like that. But him and Fossey were so damn good, and I know how good Kirk and Kipe are and the rest are like that, but I think of Ray Fossey, I think of him right there at the end of that call, just saying, unbelievable, right? He used to say that all the time after a walk-off. He just laughed during a walk-off sometimes. And him getting so upset about poor catching is what I remember most.
Yep.
Hated the one knee, Joe Shasky. Hated, because he prided himself on defensive 100%. Catching. That's what he hung his hat on, was that. Obviously, the play that he's most remembered for was the play that ended his career, basically, was Pete Rose running into him at the All-Star game.
His hands were huge. Oh,
massive mitts.
Mittens.
That's like what Townie called him. He's got mittens.
He's got mittens, dude. It's just, he shakes your hand. He's shaking. I remember we were joking about Matt Chapman. He goes, boy, you better get together, man. He's not going to get that $300 million. I was like, Foster, you're kind of cool. And he didn't pick my brain about the Warriors or whatnot. But, you know, I think about Foster on this day, man. Like, he's up in heaven right now thinking, well, what are you doing? And the position that he was in, the position that Dallas Brayton has been in, that's not an easy job right now to broadcast. Knowing what's going on around you, trying to keep it together and keep it team focused. Wow. Mark Cotte is a manager. He walked the field yesterday with his lovely wife, walked the outfield grass just one more time. That's a tough position to be in if you're Dallas Brayton in the Fossies of the world. You know what I mean?
Well, look at the most decorated organizations in baseball, right? Everyone's going to start with the Yankees. I mean, the A's are, if you just look at the history of winning, the A's are in the top three or four, depending on how you look at the metrics, right? Whether it's division championships, World Series, you do the measurements however you want, okay? Amount of Hall of Famers, iconic players.
Yep.
And I think about this all the time, like, how they don't have a stadium shrine to their legacy
as an
organization is just the most befuddling thing of all time. The Giants, like, I love Orlando Cepeda and
Juan Marichal
and all those guys. Well, I was going to go Cepeda and I was going to go Gaylord Perry. Yep. But these guys also had a bulk of their career in somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. Mays and Marichal and McCovey were lifelong Giants, for the most part.
Cepeda went over to St. Louis, won a World Series.
Some of his best years were in another jersey, but whatever, needless to say. Bro, think of the statues. Now, I know Reggie went on to go to the Yankees.
Yep.
You could have a Reggie Jackson, a Ricky Henderson, a Mark McGwire. You could have a Catfish Hunter. I mean, go right down the list.
Joe Rudy. Sal Bando. Bert Campaneris. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
We could go on. Vida Blue. You know, one of the greatest. I think he's the last guy to get a base hit in the American League as a pitcher. You know, like so many different people that you could choose over the history of time. Dennis Eckersley. I mean, it's sad that they're not able to have a place to represent their rich, rich Oakland tradition, because that's, like, the 70s and 80s, they dominated sports.
Oh, dominated. I mean, dominated. They were the team in the Bay Area with that beautiful, iconic view of the Oakland Hills. And you just look it over there, and it was just beautiful, picturesque. You had the grass in the outfield, perfect bleachers. The fact that they don't have an eight, because that's one thing that is cool about going to other stadiums. Always like San Diego Petco Park. It's a small Hall of Fame, but they got the statue in center field, Mr. Padre Tony Gwynn. But they got their little small Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk through there and you get the history of the San Diego Padres. One of the favorite things I do at stadiums is, where's the Hall of Fame? Where's the statues? What's what? Where's the plaques? You know, who's who? You look, when we go to the Warriors practice facility, whether it's at down here at Chase Center or in Oakland at the Rackington Performance Center, you see Wilt Chamberlain, you see Al Addles, you see Rick Barry, you see Bully, you see Rub TMC, then you see the Currys and the Clays and the Draymonds and the KDs and the Livingstons. You're right. They dropped the ball on that for so many years, not having anything. Just Ricky Henderson Field on the grass. That's it. Holy Toledo, when all the lights don't even light up on the side.
It's sad. It's sad. And it's an indictment of them never reinvesting in their past, current, or future.
Yep. They faked it. They tried to fake it.
fake it. I don't even think they tried to fake it.
Well,
they
did. The whole rooted in Oakland, and we're.
I don't think they even tried. Like, it's one thing. Like, I always joke around. I always like when I used to try to like not do homework. I would do this big faking thing about pretending about how I never did homework. Right. So I would fake.
You and I both.
If I just put a little bit of the effort into faking it to actually doing it, I would have accomplished the project. They didn't even fake it. They didn't even put enough energy into faking it. That's the part that bugs me.
My guy Marquise Gillette still gets on me to this day. Shout out to Marquise out there selling the retro gear. I one time wrote an essay 30 minutes before a class on paper. It got a B+. He worked all night on it, got a C-. And like, I love you, Marquise, but he kind of was like, this soggy ass paper, he got a B+ on it. He didn't even try. I was like, yeah, actually, I did try. I did it 30 minutes before class. But like, to your point about not doing homework and just putting a little effort into it, it's like, wow, I got a B+ and I put a little effort into it, you know?
32 minutes of effort.
32 minutes of effort.
For a project I had 12 weeks to work on.
Exactly.
That's always my classic.
Shout out to Ms. Brewer for giving me that B+ on that paper.
I have a feeling we were all very good in English class because it's all essay driven and it's a lot of it is BSing something. You might not have a good handle on the subject, so I have a feeling for that. If it was a Scantron and you had the E option, we probably weren't doing very well. But just some of the A stuff you guys were mentioning. Like, last month, they were honoring Miguel Tejada in his MVP season, right?
One of the sickest players of that generation that everyone forgets about.
2 decades? And they even, like, promote it. I didn't even know that was happening. It was during the Bay Bridge series. That was the last game I ended up going to at the Coliseum. Yeah. I wanted to have that memory just because it was just a great game. Yeah, it was Birdsong versus, I don't even remember the guy's name who was pitching for the A's.
The lefty.
He was dealing for, he had 6 perfect innings.
Who was the lefty?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't even know his name. 888-957-9570. Osvaldo Bedell, thank you.
Oh, Bedell.
Yeah. He was really good. But I didn't even know they were retiring. They had everyone out there, right? They had Canseco. They had all the guys just doing their speeches about Miguel Tejada. I didn't even know what was happening. Like, that, so that's just goes to show you, Spadoni, right? They don't even care.
They had Tejada, Chavez, and Giambi.
Unreal.
With the big 3.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, that's the biggest misnomer about Moneyball, and Sam and I were arguing about it. I go, look, you can find a Scott Hatterberg. Scott Hatterberg had if we were talking, like, the impact that they had, Tejada, Chavez, Giambi, with the big 3.
Yes, but obviously they weren't all making as much as, that was the whole point.
No, I get it.
Later on, Jermaine died, but I remember Jason Giambi had to walk off home run against the Yankees, and they swept the Yankees on a weekend series. Giambi had to walk off at the bottom of the ninth, then he goes like, wow, the A's are legit.
Giambino.
Before he left the A's.
What they would do is they would take the David Justice, the Frank Thomas, and they'd shine him up. And like, I was thinking about Frank Thomas in that playoff series. He was sick. He was great all year.
What about Jermaine Dye?
Loved Frank Thomas with the A's. Jermaine, he was a fantasy stud.
Yeah. Jermaine Dye was an underrated Oakland Athletic. Very underrated. Jermaine Dye was underrated with the A's. Get to the calls in just a second. Most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here. It's Hip Hop Made the Bay. Hip Hop Made the Bay, starring Too Short, Ja Rule, Bone Thugs, and DJ Quick. Friday, November 1st at the SAP Center. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to Christmas Tree. Then we'll get to Jacob, Mike, Birds. Got a lot of people want to talk here. Christmas Tree, what's happening? Christmas Tree.
Are you there?
Jacob in San Jose. Jacob in San Jose, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? First time caller. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Oakland A's, you know, one last time before they get out of here. My parents took me to the stadium when I was young. I think my first time there was about 2007, Raiders versus Browns. They won off of a blocked extra point. Ever since then, I fell in love with it. I used to go watch Josh Donaldson, Manny Machado go at it. I remember him hitting a couple walk-offs. Those games were sick, man. So I'll always keep those memories alive. It sucks that they're leaving. I still have hope that, you know, maybe that Vegas deal falls through and they stay. So, you know, you guys never know.
The 2006 Frank Thomas, first year away from the White Sox, 39 jacks, 114 RBIs, 81 walks, 81 strikeouts, batted 270, and was fourth in MVP voting. So, are you kidding me?
So, true story here about that season. Fantasy baseball. Bringing to fantasy baseball. So I had Frank Thomas, and he was struggling. Remember, he got off to a terrible start.
Well, he was washed in Chicago.
He was washed with the A's the first part of the season. I dropped him. It's like, you know what? He's done. I'm a big hurt. It's been fun. That same week, they either went back to Chicago or they played the Yankees. And he started going crazy. I mean, I swear to God, Shasky, I dropped him. I was like, he's done. And he got red hot and was like, oh, Big Hurt's back. And I'm sitting there kicking myself thinking, wow, I'm a dumbass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember that year. Like, it was nothing.
Listen
like
to yesterday. This team on the 06, and this is going to bring back memories. Dan Johnson at first, Mark Ellis at second, Bobby Crosby shortstop.
What did he rookie of the year? Bobby Crosby?
Yeah.
True story. That second year, not to cut you off, Harold Reynolds, Baseball Today. I'll never forget, they were giving their AL MVP picks. Harold Reynolds is like, I got Bobby Crosby winning the AL MVP award. He was that good.
He was a video game stud in 05, the Albert Pujols MLB game. Swisher, Kotze, Milton Bradley with Frank Thomas. And here's who on the bench. This is great. The bench is, I mean, Jay Payton, that's a name, Mets fans. Yep. Marco Scudero, here's the rotation. Dan Heron, Esteban Loaiza, Joe Blanton, Zary Zito. I mean, Santiago Casillas on this team. Yep. That 06 team was sweet.
It was nice. It was nice. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Mike in Santa Clara, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Sad day. So I grew up a Giants fan, but it's a sad day because my dad would always take me to A's games just to also learn and just teach me more about baseball. Plus, he also had a soft spot for the A's as well, but he was just a passionate baseball fan. But some of the best memories I had was...
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It's also being going there with him or my buddies, just tailgating with the fans, some of the and I got to say, the A's have some of the most passionate fan base, and what I'm and, going with that, you know, just some of my favorite fond memories were just going and seeing the Balfour Rage, you know, the I Believe in Steven Vogt, just how rhythmic that was. It just like, you know, I even got into it. Even as a Giants fan, I would just start doing the Balfour Rage or just chanting the I Believe in Steven Vogt. But I think the best memory that I had was actually I was there for the Dallas Braden perfect game on Mother's or for the Mother's Day thing. And at the time, my dad was dealing with dementia. And I asked my mom, you know, what do you want to do? And she said that I want to take your dad to one more A's game before he doesn't remember anything. And so I took my mom and my dad there. And, you know, my dad was still not too far into the illness yet. And he was able to finally see a perfect game before he lost it. And so, you know, and my mom was just like, she was so happy seeing him cheer and everything, you know, tears going down. I'm not going to lie, I shed a couple as well. Just watching my dad and watching that perfect game. So it's going to be a really sad moment for me just seeing, you know, the A's leave. And like the last caller said, hopefully this Vegas thing falls through and they can just stay in Oakland. But thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me share.
It's a great call. And I think that goes back to the theme that we've had all day, which is like, and I'm not trying to turn it into religion. This is not what I'm doing. But like, for some families, sports is life. You know, it's so intertwined.
I thought you were going to say sports is church.
No.
It's my church.
No, no. But sports is life, right? Like, it's a lifestyle. It's, you know, it's a communal bond that you share with strangers. But more importantly, it's something that you pass on to your family. And I go back to the traditions. And it's like sharing these moments with family members. Like, a great example. This picture always pops up on my phone all the time. It's the photo you guys used when my dad used to call in. And it's him leaning back over at a Giants game in his Giants gear with his Deadhead hat on. And it's an image that I'll never forget. I get teary-eyed thinking about it. And there's a lot of people that have that image that's not a photo on their phone of someone in their family etched in their head out at the Coliseum.
Let's go to Trey in the East Bay. Trey in the East Bay, what's happening?
Fellas. Good morning, man.
What's up, Trey?
Hey, man, this is kind of difficult for me, man. Keep it real with y'all. I moved to California when I was 11 years old, 91. And I went to my first A's game with my grandfather who passed away not too long ago. And I instantly fell in love with the A's, man. Watching Dennis Eckersley pitch, I've never seen nothing like that in my life coming from the East Coast. And I instantly fell in love with the A's, man. I played baseball as a kid, and I played baseball right down the street at Greenman Field off of Havens Court. And our backdrop was the Oakland Coliseum, man. So being a kid growing up in Oakland and seeing the A's right behind us while we're playing baseball was everything, man. And growing up, going to college, I ended up working at the Coliseum and ended up meeting my wife there. She worked there as well. And, you know, we end up, you know, having kids and having my kids come to the games growing up, and all they know was the A's. And you know, it's just sad, man. It's so many memories being down there 4th of July, watching fireworks on the field. You know, just a lot, man. And people don't understand what this team really means to people from Oakland. And it's hurts a lot, man, for fans like me. And just wanted to share my memories with y'all, man. And just know we're going to miss the A's, man. We really, really are.
Yeah. One Hang love. In there, brother. Hang in there, brother. Let's go to Charles in Castro Valley. You can hear the emotion, man. I don't know what it's like to lose a team. I hopefully never experienced that. But you're a diehard A's fan. You're a diehard, like, you're leaving out of Oakland, California. Your team's leaving? Again, I almost jumped off the Niners ship for just moving to Santa Clara. They're going 40 miles away. I was hot, irate. I still drive by Candlestick thinking, what the hell is going on here? Now you think about what the A's are doing. And how they've just slowly but surely just gutted out. They invested nothing in his team over the last 4 years. It's the modern day major league movie.
But his point about seeing the stadium in the neighborhood and playing ball, like we used to play ball at Gilman, me and my little brother at Gilman Park. We would play with St. Mary's Park, would play Gilman all the time. You felt like you were in Candlestick because it was right there in the backdrop. And now as an adult, I used to always drive in the neighborhood. There's the stadium. And when you don't see the stadium there, it is still weird to this day. When I take 101 and I'm coming up north from Brisbane and I don't see the Candlestick, it bugs me.
Oh, it does.
It bugs me. And I know it sucked and a lot of people hate it or whatever. So for these people that live in the neighborhood, and when that stadium does get knocked down at some point, they're going to go what we've been going through, which is you look over and it's like, damn.
What's there?
It was the centerpiece of the neighborhood.
You know what bugged me was when they first tore down Candlestick. And they just left it.
Oh, the ruins.
And it was just the ruins just out there. It was just, that's what we're going to do to Candlestick Park, really? Right there in that area? It's just, it was
nasty.
It's
like leaving a dead body on the floor. You know what I mean? For a long time. Yes, I totally agree with you.
Let's go to, we get to Charles? Or no, we all right, Charles. Charles of Castle Valley. I saw you was on the line. What's up, Charles?
Good morning, Rose, fellas. Good morning, Rose.
What's up?
Listen, before I talk about 88 real quick, I got to go back and give props to that three-peat in the 70s for the A's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been done since, the Yankees in the early 2000s or whatnot, right? So, got to give props up top to the A's for doing that big three-peat back in the 70s. It was before my time. But look, 88 year, I remember they had that 25, 26, whatever game winning streak or whatnot. It was, you guys triggered some old school nostalgia for me as a kid. We used to catch the bus, fellas and I, to the A's game, and just being able to have these opportunities to have these kind of memories of just watching history unfold at the Coliseum has always been dear and dear to my heart, right? So, you know, the lineup that, you know, you guys have mentioned throughout this morning, you know, with Ricky Henderson, Carney Lansford, Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, Terry Steinbach, Ron Hassey, old school catcher off the bench. He used to be the smoothest hitting dude or whatnot. I just love the history of the A's. And it sucks that they're no longer going to be a part of that history in Oakland. But I appreciate you guys for giving A's fans the opportunity this morning to tap in and talk about just everything that meant something to somebody as far as a specific game, or just the journey through BART or bus or car or whatever through, the Coliseum and just celebrate with the other A's fans. So, you know, you guys are doing something really, really special this morning, and I want to acknowledge that. And before, I go, I got to tell you both that a lot of times, you know, when we have, like, radio stations like this and what you guys are doing, the energy you guys are giving is triggering us to either call in, send text messages or whatnot. And again, I want to thank you both for creating a platform where we can be able to come in and talk about it in a safe space and just enjoy the memories that we always have. So, Morning Rose, I appreciate y'all.
Hey, before you go, when I think of the 88 A's, I know this is random because I used to collect cards. It's the Donruss green practice jersey, bat in hand over the shoulder, Dave Parker card. I don't know why. It always, like when I think of the 88 team, I think of Dave Parker. I don't know why.
And rest in peace, Dave Henderson. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on, Shasky. You got that, bro. And I don't know if I still had that, but I know I got the rookie Mark McGuire card, and I love Terry Steinbach, man. Like, you know, and I got a chance, us fellas sneaking in to the bottom level and just before the game started or whatnot, and I remember Carney Lansford just came in and, you know, shook our hand or whatnot, and it was, man, come on, man. Those memories are epic, man. But, yeah, Dave Parker, come on. Shasky, that's legendary.
I knew you'd like that.
Dave Parker, Dave Stewart, Bob Welch, Storm Davis, Kurt Young, Dennis Eckersley. I mean, they had dudes in Oakland. They had dudes. They had our boy Stan Javier for a second. Yep. Remember that? Don Baylor was there.
I mean, I'm talking like randoms. Don
Baylor,
Polonia?
True story, Don Baylor, the first autographed baseball I've ever gotten.
Really?
So he was managing.
Was he the Rocky?
The Rockies.
Yeah.
And I was waiting there.
Most hit by pitches ever.
Waiting there. And then Don Baylor stopped and goes, hurry up, man, let's go.
I love
Don
Baylor.
He had this fat ring on. I was like, "What? Who is that?" He signed Don Baylor. I didn't even know who it was. And I did some research. It's like, oh, that was his ALCS ring, Don Baylor. And then Robbie Thompson stopped. He signed the baseball. Barry Bonds just drove right by, of course. But that's Barry B, man. He got things to do. Don Baylor, wow, what a pull.
I mean, Tony Phillips, Glenn Hubbard. There's so many names from that A's. Because, again, I would collect cards, and because they were the local team, you always kept them.
No doubt. Always had A's cards. I was jealous of the A's growing up.
Oh.
They had all the good players. All the good players. Burns and Fremont. What's happening? And even then, with the A's being better than the Giants, they're high. high schools were better than high schools in San Francisco. And they took that pride of being Oakland, like, yo, we're coming to the city and we're kicking your ass. And they dominated Transbay Series for so many years when it came to baseball. It wasn't even funny because Skyline had a great program. Let's go to Burns and Fremont. What's happening, Burns?
Today, I am the greatest. I mean, come on, the fellas. Best. Ricky Henderson, today I am the greatest.
Man of Steel.
Hey, listen, like that other caller said, you know, thank you for this platform, man. I'm 53 years old. I'm born and bred in Fremont. My parents in the summertime would either want me to get out of the house or something, but would let me go with my friends. We'd hit BART, and we'd go up to the Oakland games all the time. Man, it hurts a little bit, but I can remember one of the greatest two times I'll tell you guys about. One, me and my buddy, this is back in the day when the Coliseum sold Coca-Cola in paper cups.
Wow.
We tore out the bottom of the paper cups, and we were in right field. And the whole game, me and my buddy would just go, Dusty, 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 through paper cups. You'd think that this would drive Dusty crazy. Nope. Dusty came over, threw us a ball, man. And I don't know if that was just for us to shut up or what, but that's the kind of stuff. Growing up, I'd go to A's games. We'd go all over the stadium. I mean, all over the stadium. Access. I remember going into an elevator, right? An A's elevator up to the broadcast booth. You know, we're not supposed to be there. The doors open. Who is it? Bill King.
Wow.
You think Bill King's all, hey, you guys ain't supposed to be here? No. He jumps in the elevator. We go down, talking to us the whole time. He jumps into an orange Vega and takes off, man. One of the nicest guys. I mean, I can't. There's so many times, A's. I mean, I know you guys hit the big players, but I remember like Mike Norris and all these guys. There's so many memories, You know,
yep.
It is a shame. But honestly, Bay Area, listen to me, Bay Area. If you know an A's fan, and I'm gonna throw in a Raiders fan or an Warriors fan, we have lost all our teams. You show me another city anywhere in this country that has lost all three teams from one city. That hurts, man. That really, really hurts. But I love you. I love all the A's fans. We're going to make it. We're going to make this out of it, man. Just everybody, just think about those good times, man.
There it is. Think about the good times.
I was going to say the random players, it feels like, you know, like the Kurt Suzuki year. You know what I mean? Like it's those random guys. Brandon Inge. You know, those
Brandon
are the
Moss.
Yeah, exactly.
Brandon Moss,
right?
Had a year.
You're an A's fan.
Scott Kazmir. Yeah.
Scott Kazmir.
I mean, the great players are they're obvious, right? They're great players, but there's always the random ones that catch your heart. Coco Crisp with the hair. There was something about Coco.
Well, Coco, before he got on base, Seth Smith had to get on base for him to do that. And Seth Smith had the game-winning one to send it to Game 5 in 2012 ALDS, and obviously Justin Verlander shoved. But Burns, the last caller, how can we not play the speech if he just mentioned it?
Ricky Henderson,
one of the all-time great speeches in sports history.
By the way, he did this at 31 years old in the middle of his career. Like Jerry Rice, he shattered Lou Brock's record in the middle of his career.
Yep.
Not
no,
the end. The
no
middle.
Big bases either back then.
Yeah.
Lou Brock was the symbol of great base stealing. But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
Dude, you know,
stop the game, middle of the game. It's great. I love
Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame guru and I got to meet Ricky. We took a picture with Ricky, and Ricky was being Ricky. He was unbelievable. Running material, left and right. He was hella cool.
How tall is he?
He was shorter than us. I mean, he's a lot older. So I'd have to ask Guru. He looked like he was 5'10", maybe 5'11", but he's still as fit as possible.
So there's still hope for us short people, huh?
Well,
the guy's legs were also tree trunks.
Right.
I'm convinced he would have been a Hall of Fame running back if he didn't choose baseball.
He would have been. He would have been. And he had the shades on indoors because Ricky could get away with doing that.
Of course.
Ricky's being Ricky. But I'm getting a lot of random names here. Terrence Long. And unfortunately, my memory of T. Long was getting thrown out by Ichiro.
Yeah.
No, getting thrown out by Ichiro. When we didn't know who Ichiro was, and he threw out Terrence Long from right field, it was like, oh, this guy might be legit.
Who did Terrence Long crash into in the outfield? Or was that his ball that he hit that the Boston Red Sox guys crashed into each other?
I think it may have been that. may have been that. Ben Grieve. Todd Van Poppel was supposed to be legit. Ariel Prieto. Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember him? Travis Buck. Wow, there's some great names here. Let's go to Travis Buck.
There's
some great names here.
Jack Cust. Hey, 32, he hit tanks, though.
He was a lumberjack. He was a lumberjack.
If you say Jack Cust, I immediately go to Matt Stairs.
Jack Cust is like one of the ultimate, sorry to cut you off, Ponte. He's one of the ultimate born in the wrong eras player.
100%.
If Jack Cust came around 10 years later, he would have been one of the most sought after players in baseball.
Farhan
would have given him so many player options.
He was the original Darren Ruff.
He was the OG three true outcomes player, man. Jack Cust, man.
Speaking of Farhan.
Sam getting so excited and aroused.
The Jack Cust era of A's baseball. That was right when I was in middle school, and it was just such a wild time.
Old Station, we used to have his bobblehead. We used to have all his bobbleheads. We had a Jack Cust one.
Him and Johnny Gomes.
Yeah, Johnny Gomes.
Petaluma's finest.
Speaking of Farhan.
Started his career with the A's.
Are we T-minus 4 days away from him being let go?
I have a feeling. Well, I'm not going to say it on air. I wouldn't be surprised if today's the day.
Don't overshadow the A's last day in Oakland.
Knowing how the Giants operate, I would not be surprised if today's the day.
That'd be so cold-blooded.
That would be cold-blooded. Let's go to the
multiple layers.
It's be unbelievable. By the way,
on Ricky Henderson, though, it is to be an Oakland boy, to play for the Oakland A's multiple times. And if you ask me, if I'm starting a team, the history of baseball, and I need a leadoff guy, there's not a doubt in my mind I'm going Ricky Henderson as the ultimate all-time. Every player, any league, whatever you're doing, all-time. There's not a question in my mind. Ricky Henderson's the leadoff batter. Think about that. This is an Oakland-born boy.
Well,
played for the Yankees and the A's multiple times. Both was the greatest base stealer ever. He's the greatest leadoff hitter as well.
Well, what about a postseason pitcher? And you got to give the ball to somebody. Why not Oakland's own Dave Stewart?
Oh, he's on
Think
the
about
list.
Dave Stewart going to the Dodgers,
absolutely,
learning a game from some veterans, Dusty Baker taking him under his wing, and then becoming an Oakland Athletic and becoming a dominant postseason pitcher. You want to start lead off with Ricky Henderson? That's fine. I got no problems with that.
I mean, who's even second?
But in my postseason staff, if I got five guys in the postseason I need to give the ball to, well, Dave Stewart's one of those guys.
No question.
He's one of those five guys. Let's go back out to the lines here. Derek in Arizona. Derek, what's happening?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for the time. Love the show. Love all the memories. I'm 46. Grew up in the 80s going to A's games, taking BART. Getting togos with the family and going up there and hanging out and tailgating. But I got two quick memories and one quick story to tell you guys. I know you have a lot of callers. So two of my favorite memories from A's games is we would go to the bleachers because we couldn't afford the good seats before Mount Davis was there. And we would stomp on the bleachers, stomp on the metal. And they would always play the Giants every year, the Babe Ridge Series in spring training. And I'll never forget. Whenever the Giants were on defense and Brett Butler was in the outfield, they would chant, "Butler is a loser." All the bleachers in that area in center field, "Butler is a loser, Butler is a loser." And then Dave Henderson was out there when the A's were on defense, and they would chant, "Hendu is a bad boy." And this went on all game, fellas. And towards the seventh inning, towards the end of the game, Brett Butler finally turned and flipped the guys off in the bleachers under his glove. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
So I'll never forget that. That was fantastic. And another great story, not to bring you guys down, but so my brother passed away 6 years ago, but we went to A's games all the time as kids, and we went for my birthday. My mom took us for my birthday, and it was a great game. A ton of home runs. I think they played the Indians. Great game. But during BP, we would always get there early and want a foul ball or a home run ball. So Mike Bordick was out there warming up, and my brother was like, "Hey, it's my brother's birthday. It's my brother's birthday." And Bordick tossed him a ball. My brother kept the ball. He didn't even give it to me. I was like, "What? Dude, it's my birthday."
Yep.
So that was a good story.
Classic, and then, brothers.
classic, dude, classic. And then I currently work for Gilbert Fire Department, and I work with Clay Bellinger. I'm not sure if you guys recognize the name. Cody's dad, but Clay played for the Yankees in the early 2000s and all that. And he has three or four rings.
Wow.
But anyway, Clay was at that game where Jeter did the old overthrow, caught the ball, flipped it over. Giambi should have slid, would have been safe. So I always give Clay a hard time. "Hey, dude, if Giambi would have slid, he would have been safe." He's like, nah, no way. But fast forward, we played in a Gilbert PD, Gilbert Fire Department charity softball game when Field of Dreams first opened out here in Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll never guess who the celebrity
guest was for the game.
Let me guess. Jose
Jeremy
Canseco.
Jeremy.
I was trying to pull him.
And I wanted to go back. I wanted to go so bad up to him and say, Jeremy, why didn't you slide, bro?
He has to hear that. Well, he passed away.
Oh, yeah. Man. Brutal, bro. But, hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for taking the call, fellas. Yeah, sad day, but looking back at the memories, great times, great times.
You know who I want to hear from? If we can get Shooty Babbitt or Bip Roberts on. Shooty or
I
Bip.
I love Shooty.
Because they've been representing on NBC Sports California alongside Brody Brazil and Dave Stewart. I just ran into Shooty at the studio a month and a half ago when we did the Al Attles special. Remembering Al Attles, another legend that we lost here in the Bay Area. But I was talking to Shooty. Shooty's just a breath of fresh air. He's a breath of fresh air, man. And he was Oakland, too. Now, he didn't have the career that Ricky Henderson had. He didn't have the career that Dave Stewart had. But he is Oakland through and through. So maybe we could get Shooty Babbitt on here a little bit later. But let's go out to the guest line here. We're going to get to Jose, Corey, Christmas Tree, Todd, everybody out there. We're going to let you on the lines here before we get to Jermaine Wiggins. But let's go to Hillary, who was at the game. Hillary from Boxer and Gerson, who I found out has a mutual friend in the same fantasy league. So hopefully, I'll just say her name. Teacher Jacqueline, hopefully she's kicking your ass in the fantasy league, Hillary.
Well, if she has Raiders players, then she's kicking ass. But she's got Niners players. She's got a full injury report there.
Well, Gardner Minshew, shout out to him.
Well, I'm calling live from the Coliseum parking lot. Been here since 6 a.m. We're out here at A3 broadcasting this call live to the entire A's lot.
Wow.
I went to the game last night. It was a celebration of life. It was fun. It was lighthearted. We shared great memories. Today's the funeral. Today is very emotional. I'd like to give a quick eulogy if you'll indulge me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Today is a real tough day for A's fans. I'm talking about the fans who've grown up coming to the Coliseum. The ones who came for $2 tickets, $1 hot dogs on Wednesdays. The fans who remember the Bash Brothers, the 20-game streak, Balfour Rage, Bernie Lean. The people who know and love Banjo Man and Hal the Hot Dog Guy. Every person who is blacked out at a fireworks game at some point. The OGs who bought that $5 mixtape on their walk across the Coliseum Bridge, knowing full well they will never listen to it. Or that $10 bootleg shirt with the A's logo that is slightly off-center. The green-collar family who knows that the Coliseum parking lot is always 10 degrees warmer in the summer during tailgates. The fans that walk into their first game of every season and spend the game getting acquainted with new players' names, trying to commit them to memory before they get traded away. Today is for every one of us that hears Cool in the Gang celebration and immediately associates it with an A's win. If you're a real A's fan, today is tough, and we're hurting, and we are all mourning together. And if you're not one of us, today is not about you. We do not want to hear about how you also grew up loving the A's and going to their games. We don't want to look at pictures of you wearing a split hat to prove your dual Bay fandom, and we definitely don't want your pity. We want you to choke them forever, baby.
Wow. Wow.
Might be the best call she's ever had.
Mic drop. Hillary, good stuff. Always good to hear from you, Hillary. That's a hell of a call.
Wow.
Hell of a eulogy. Don't chop at the gap.
I might cut that up and put that on social. It's so good.
Send it over to Boxer and Gers, and that's pretty incredible. Damn good. That is good right there. We got a lot of calls here. We're going to get everybody out here.
I've never chopped at the gap personally. Just saying.
Well, I can't go into what I used to do at the gap. Those who went to high school with me.
Don't talk about that.
Shout out to the front office. Shout out to
Stop
Big Dog City.
Stop it.
Shout out to Da Vinci. Shout out to some of you who know about our stories at the Gap. Shout out to Six and Gary Gap.
Did you go to the final game at Candlestick?
I was not able to attend that game.
Okay, you know, how about it was a the little final game at Oracle?
I was at the final game at Oracle.
Yeah.
Obviously in the NBA Finals. Yeah. And I watched Steph Curry and his entire entourage take a photo in the bleachers after the game. Yeah. Klay Thompson obviously sitting there. I was at the last game at Candlestick when Navarro Bowman had to pick six, heard around the world with Mike Chirico on the call. I was actually at that game. It was fascinating. Wasn't at the last game at Candlestick. Went to a game that season at Candlestick. But the Niners are still playing there, so it didn't hit me the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't hit me the same because I knew the Niners would still be playing there, and the Giants had this new beautiful ballpark. Mm. And I was like, yeah, about time they have a ballpark.
For the Warrior one, was there a lot of people crying in the stands?
A lot of people were sad.
They lost a finals game, so it was so different.
Yeah, a lot of people were sad, you know, but knowing that Klay Thompson had gotten hurt, knowing that Kevin Durant had torn Achilles, we were Warrior fans, I think, were just proud of the effort from that basketball team. They showed championship spirit, championship grit. But it was different. Like, a lot of the ushers and a lot of the custodians would take pictures on the court. I remember Ramon, who we know, and Imani, and all those guys, Grady and everybody, were taking photos saying, boy, we grew up here.
Yeah.
We grew up here. And so, now there was a lot of tears, now that I think about it. There was a lot of emotions knowing that that could be the final game, and we knew that it was the final series at Oracle Arena.
Yeah, at Candlestick. For the Giants, it was very emotional, but for the Niners, it was way over the top. Because to your point, we knew it was the end of the stadium. It's going to be very emotional for A's fans today. Very emotional. And,
how about this?
My heart goes out to them.
How about this? Terry Steinbach's going to call in about 5 minutes here.
Oh, nice.
Terry Steinbach.
Fantastic.
Sets some injury. So we'll get Terry Steinbach, longtime A's catcher, on the morning roast. Pardon me. We'll get to all the calls before we get to Jermaine Wiggins at 8:30 here on the roast. But first, we got to get to the Boxer and Gerson injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, some good news and bad news when it comes to the 49ers. The bad news is George Kittle was limited in practice yesterday as he continues to battle a hamstring injury. He is officially questionable for Sunday's game against the Patriots. But the good news is that Brock Purdy was a full participant in practice after being listed as day-to-day with back soreness. There's no doubt that Brock is on track to suit up against the New England Patriots this weekend as the Niners try to get back on track and snap a two-game losing streak. The injury report brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. The great Terry Steinbach, he'll join us on the other side of the River Islands guest line, plus your phone calls here on the roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.